Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Is it Tuesday or Wednesday?
Don't worry about it.
Thank God it's Wednesday.
We care.
But halfway there?
Halfway through the week.
You mean there's more?
Two whole days.
You guys are my salvation every morning, and thank God I heard your voice.
Man, two whole days.
It'll go quick.
Time flies.
Let's go have some fun.
Right this way to the fun zone.
Can you spell that for us?
That sounds fun.
It's showtime.
Let's do it. Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty. Show number 1968.
Yep.
Carla, it's Wednesday morning. It's about 6:09 right now.
It surely is a Wednesday, my friends. Mm-hmm. I know. And it feels every bit a Wednesday.
You know how we were saying Monday was so Monday?
I know.
This is so Wednesday.
And I gotta be honest, it doesn't feel as Wednesday-ish as it should.
Really?
But yeah.
Do you?
I don't know why. It just doesn't.
But. Well, you're half glass half full.
Yeah, I know. I usually am.
You know,
I usually am, but okay. I'm wearing the wrong bra today.
Oh, boy.
Thought I put on a different bra, and I put on the other bra, and I'm not happy about it.
I can imagine.
I'm not happy. The girls are saying, "Why? What are you doing? This isn't the one we wanted." Well, me neither, ladies.
Well, this
Jeez.
Is the one you're going to have
yes,
to live
that's
with.
That's right.
So.
That's right. Just get
and
comfortable.
Sunshine, hazy. It's the hazy today, tomorrow, and yeah. I don't know, forever.
I know.
99 the high today, 102 tomorrow. It's about 72 now. First take on some entertainment news. Carla has that for you.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, the Billboard Music Award nominations came out yesterday. Post Malone leads them with 16 nominations, followed by some first-timers. Lil Nas X with 13 and Billie Eilish, a lover, with 12 nominations. Kelly Clarkson hosting again.
Oh, morning.
I know. They'll be broadcast live from the Dolby Theater in L.A. Wednesday, October 14th. I believe those are going to be virtual as well. Now, if you're wondering, gosh, how are we doing this? They were supposed to be in April, they were supposed to air.
Oh.
And they go from last March, 2019, to March 2020 of mm-hmm. this year. So that's where those awards are from. A lot
okay.
of people are saying, well, they're not that new anymore, and they're not, but they are.
Yeah.
So, man, she's busy. Kelly Clarkson, she is busy. If you guys do get together, Morty, you're probably not going to see her very much, which will probably be good.
Yeah.
That's good for a marriage.
The making of a perfect relationship.
Yes, you got to miss each other. You do. Listen, back in 2003, Rolling Stone published their first list of the top 500 albums of all time, did it again in 2012, and now they've basically started from scratch because there are about a little over 150 new additions that weren't on the previous version. Now, the top five, What's Going On by Marvin Gaye. Yeah, there you go.
Number one album.
Number one album. Yep, in the top 500. This is according to Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
Number two, Mike, one of your favorites, and that's Pet Sounds, Beach Boys.
Love that album.
It's a great album. Blue by Joni Mitchell. Songs in the Key of Life, Stevie Wonder, and the Beatles' Abbey Road. No doubt. I mean, all good.
Yeah.
All good albums. Interesting, because number one back then when they first did it was Sgt. Pepper's.
Mm-hmm.
That was number one, and that's gone down to, I think, like 14 or something now.
Wow.
So, yeah. And BuzzFeed released a list, this is interesting, of behind-the-scenes facts about popular songs. And one that I just loved was Dolly Parton. Listen, are you going to play
yeah.
that? Listen to this.
All
listen
right.
to this little clicking in here. You hear that? That typewriter?
Everybody, that's what they
yeah,
thought was a typewriter.
It's a typewriter. Nope, that's her nails. Those were her acrylic nails that
really?
She used as a sound effect. She said, you know, I just did it. It kind of sounded like a typewriter. Played it on the record. You know what? They just left it in there. And it actually says on the album, Nails by Dolly. So,
hold on. Let me start
album.
This again.
Do it. Yeah.
That little little clicky thing is not a typewriter. Nope, it's not her nails.
And she had pretty long ones at the time, too.
Right.
So she got a good sound there. If you have the album, check it out. Nails by Dolly.
Wow.
That is my take for now, sponsored by D.R. Horton, America's builder and equal housing opportunity builder.
You know, it's been a few weeks now that kids are used to getting, they're getting used to going to school on Zoom, and then parents trying to get into a regular schedule of sorts. But the teachers, again, we salute the teachers who've had to deal with this, doing a great job or as good of a job as they can.
Yeah, absolutely.
However, and we've talked about this before, some teachers a little upset as to what's going on in the background of the, you know, where students are sitting in front of a big screen.
Yes, I love it.
Elementary school teacher in Florida named Edith Pride spoke at a school board meeting last week. And she basically asked parents to stop being idiots.
Yeah.
During their kids' online classes. Here she is.
Parents, please make sure that you have on proper clothing when you're walking in front or behind the child's computer. Because we done seen them in their drawers, the bra, and everything else. Remember, all children are on the computers and can hear your conversation. So please try to use proper language. No cussing, because if I say just no profanity, they may not know what profanity is. So no cussing, they know what that is. And number four, when you're helping your children at the computer, please do not appear with big joints in your hands and cigarette. Parents, please understand that your child is in class and the parents should not stay in the picture and make silly face behind the child.
There you go.
I love it. I love it. Please don't appear with big joints in your hands. Jeez, parents, do we still not know? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's legal. You don't want to have that while your kid's on Zoom school.
Hey, Johnny.
Sucking on a fat one. Gee.
Edith Pride, elementary school teacher Florida.
Good for her.
Facing a crowd at the school board meeting last week down in the South.
Oh, she's passionate. I like it.
Good for her. All right. Your first chance to win this morning.
Yep.
Another round of the answer is always C. That $100 gift card to Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. And the download for Most Wanted, courtesy of Map 360. Ninth caller. Carla, we have Chris on the phone, ready to play a round of The Answer is Always C for the dinner and a movie package. Here we go. Question number one.
It is National Redhead Day, by the way, today. Let's point that out. This famous redhead was from the town of Bedrock. Is it A, Willy Wonka, B, Wile E. Coyote, or C, Wilma Flintstone?
Let's go with C.
Yes.
Wilma Flintstone.
Wilma Flintstone.
She was a redhead.
She was a redhead. How about that?
All right, question number two.
This redhead is part of the Breakfast Club. Is it A, Millie Bobby Brown, B, Molly McButter, or C, Molly Ringwald?
C.
Yes, Molly Ringwald. You got it, Chris. Woo-hoo.
All right, third and final question. Here we go.
Here we go, Chris. I'm so glad we had this time together with this redhead. A, Carol Channing, B, Carol Kane, or C, Carol Burnett?
Let's go with C.
Yes. Carol Burnett.
Yes, you got it, Chris. Good job.
You're a winner.
All right, thank you.
You got the $100 gift card to Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar and the digital download for The Most Wanted featuring Josh Harnett, all from the CalAir Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Hang on the line, we'll tell you and pick it up.
All right,
and
thanks a lot, you guys.
No, thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. Earlier this hour, we were talking about that teacher that went off at a school board meeting telling parents, hey, straighten up.
Yeah,
your kids are on the video on Zoom. We can see everything that's going on in the background.
I know. It's funny. Andrea, who's listening in New York, out in New York, she said, oh, my gosh. She said, having issues with the same students, you know, Kara's class, her daughter's 7.
Yeah.
She said, one kid just keeps talking about chicken pot pie all the time. She said, it's like Bubba Gump with the shrimp.
Yeah.
It's just chicken pot pie all the time. I said, is it Just typical 7-year-old? I guess. We don't know. But yeah, it's just nonstop.
Our grandson, Ethan, who's only 8 years old in third grade, yeah, he starts getting in the chat room with other students, which means they're just basically talking while they're in class.
No, that's not good.
And I've been over at their house when he's doing it, and his mom has to tell him, get out of the chat room and listen to your teacher, or she's going to shut it down.
Yeah, back to class. Jeez.
Or as this teacher said,
parents, please make sure that you have on proper clothing when you're walking in front or behind the child's computer. Because we done seen them in their drawers, the bra, and everything else.
Hey, wake up!
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
We just want to know how many times you can say 96.3 KKLZ within 10 seconds. Get ready to play a round of Say It and Win a little bit later on. Next hour, I think the record is 9 right now.
9 is the record, yeah.
We would love to see somebody break that record.
That was from day one, too.
Yeah, the first person that did it.
Yeah, it was a guy, and all the guys were saying, oh, a woman's probably going to win this. It's going to go the highest because they can just keep flapping their jaws all day long. Yeah, it was a guy. Hmm. Yeah, yep.
I'm going to have to check.
Yeah, I'm positive.
Okay. But that's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Details soon on that. Sunshine, hazy today, tomorrow. High today, 99, 102 on Thursday. It's about 70 outside right now. Here we go. Just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, the CDC has put out its first Halloween guidelines, and they're saying trick-or-treating, indoor parties, indoor haunted houses, hay rides, tractor rides with strangers, very high risk. They'd like you to avoid them. People will do what they want, of course, but just so you know, those are the things they say maybe just kind of stay away from this year.
Yeah.
Top Halloween costumes, by the way, to go along with that this year for kids, Princess and Spider-Man. For adults, witch and vampire. For pets, pumpkins and hot dogs. Yeah. Hot dogs are very popular with dogs because, of course, hot dog. Right. There you go.
And if you have a wiener dog, even more so.
Oh, the best. Yeah. With a little bit of mustard going down its back, it's the best.
Oh, man.
It is the best. Scotland, if you live in Scotland and you are listening, do be careful out there. They are now experiencing our toilet paper shortage because another lockdown is probable for Scotland. So we're okay. We're okay here. But in Scotland, they are experiencing a toilet paper shortage.
What's that?
I'm just going to go to the washroom, okay?
Make sure there's enough paper. And light a match.
Yes.
If anything.
Yes, and light a match.
Light a match.
And I don't even know the crux of this whole thing, but Russia has declared that Venus, the planet Venus, belongs to them. So.
Oh.
Okay. So
they claim Venus?
Venus, yes. So, yeah, people, Russian vodka is that strong. It is. Yeah, they. I have to look into all the details on this, but apparently Venus, it's theirs.
Well, let's start claiming planets then.
It's up there.
Mike and Carla claim Pluto.
Yes. What's the biggest? The biggest, is it Jupiter? I can't.
Or Saturn.
Saturn? Well, you got the rings there.
I love the rings.
Saturn is, is husky. Yeah. So, because of the rings, there's little, there's some love handles on Saturn.
Uranus,
What is it? Jupiter is. Yeah,
Jupiter
it
is.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you.
You are so super smart.
Thank you. The one thing I remember about the planets. That's great.
You focused. Even in person in the classroom.
Thank you. I did.
You would have done well on Zoom.
Thank you. At least that day, I did.
Yes.
At least that day.
We're so proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Gold star for Carla Ray.
Thank you very much. A few things you should know. Oh, I can tell you. Sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
By the way, we have a fact checker on our show. Gold star for Carla. Jupiter, biggest planet. We claim that now.
Yes, that's ours now. Yeah, Russia is saying that Venus is a Russian planet.
All right,
they want it to be. So
we're claiming Jupiter.
Yeah.
Biggest planet.
Maybe it's their Mars, I was saying, because we're apparently going to, take over Mars. So maybe they said, fine, we got Jupiter.
Okay.
Yeah, dibs. Not it. That's
dibs.
Right. Yes, dibs. Exactly.
But it was Lisa Not a guy, but a woman. Lisa has the record of 9.
Okay, it's so funny. I had 1, 2, 3 people write in and say, yes, it was a guy. It was a guy. It was a guy.
I've been keeping track.
Because women rule the world. So
there you go. Flapping your jaw saying 96.3.
Darn right. Give us a chance.
KKLZ in 10 seconds. Say it and win next hour. 727.
We can always do better, the women. Always, ladies.
We were talking about this off the air. The worst TV show you're watching right now. And I blame you, and I should blame Morty for this because you turned us on to Cobra Kai.
I don't know that you did, actually. I think I fell across it.
Yeah.
Well, for me, it was him.
Was it?
He said, you got to watch Cobra Kai.
God, I never.
So I did.
Thank you for not telling me, Morty, because I started to.
Oh.
It's really, it's good bad.
Yeah.
Though, because you have to keep on watching it. You just have to on watching it.
It's that bad where when Jody and I, my wife Jody and I were watching it, I said, do you want to watch another episode? Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
And so we've gotten through season one.
Mm-hmm. I'm just like halfway through season one.
It doesn't get better.
Say. Yeah. Oh. I don't know what to say.
Look at Morty. Yeah. Oh,
I
beg to differ.
Season two.
And then last night, for some reason, we watched Filthy Rich and LA's Finest on Fox. Just awful. I don't know if I can go another episode. Sorry, Jody. I don't know if I can.
I can't watch Filthy Rich because Kim Cattrall is on there, who was on Sex and the City. And I loved her in that, and I can't.
I got to be honest. I didn't even recognize her.
Well, she's,
for the first few minutes of that show.
Probably 12, 13 years older, I think, than the last movie.
702-739-9636. What is the worst TV show?
Yeah.
The worst or the best?
I guess your favorite awful TV show
that's
you're
how
watching.
We'll label it.
Are you ready for more?
Gets me going in the morning.
The best morning soundtrack.
Good morning. The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
Always a phone call away at 702-739-9636. Text or call, same number. 738, Mike and Carla Morning Show. Talking about those shows. You know they're bad, but you just keep watching them.
Yeah.
The ones that have been canceled for us, it was Grand Hotel, thank God, because I'd still be watching it.
Yes.
And the other one, Baker and the Beauty.
Yeah.
Since they've canceled that now, I don't know what's going to happen to this couple.
Oh, God, yes.
And Morty, you were watching what, Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah.
Is that a new version?
No, it's not like the Disney. It's basically about cops.
No, there was one with Linda Hamilton a long time ago.
Oh, in the
ago.
80s. Oh. Yeah, no, it's nothing.
Okay. All right, they didn't bring that back.
And I don't know, but this is like a newer version.
Okay.
It's terrible, but
well,
I watched it. It's
just awful. First of all, you got a kudos, because Mike said, I agree with Morty. Cobra Kai is good.
What?
Yes, I was a doubter. Only thing for sure is John's character, bad dude. Bad dude. So there you go.
Wow.
Liz said, oh, dear God, Tiger King. You know, all the hype.
Right.
I watched one episode to see what all the fuss was about. No more. All done. Liz, you watched enough.
She actually got through more than I did. I think we got through half an episode.
I got, like, several people, by the way, Mike, in messages as well. And that said, one of them said, thanks to Mike, I was watching New Amsterdam.
Ugh.
It's
best
horrible.
Show ever.
And I have two other people who said New Amsterdam sucks. I hate it. It's the most unrealistic medical show I have ever seen in my life.
So true.
So it is.
talked to 3 or 4 doctors.
I had to look it up.
It's just like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. Sure. Yeah.
I had to just kind of look it up, and it's actually in... One of the listings of the worst network shows.
Wow.
New Amsterdam.
Well, I know how to pick them.
Yes, you do.
Were these people doctors that had earned a doctorate and not actual medical doctors?
Yes, I know. I'm a doctor
of music.
And how realistic is it that we can't do the surgery because we don't have the $4 million thing that we need to do the surgery? Oh, New Amsterdam can get it.
Yeah, they can get it. I know.
We'll
they
get
can
it
do
tomorrow.
Anything.
That's what makes
it's a
it so
lot of
good.
And so unreal. The Mayans. I can't believe believe I'm stuck with it, but it's awful. The Mayans.
Yeah.
Is Jody watching
I
that?
I think my wife Jody liked that show, and I don't even know if it's still on somewhere.
Okay. All right.
But she liked it. I couldn't put up with it.
Somebody else mentioned, and Morty and I love it, it's on Quibi. It's an app that you download, and everything's just 10 minutes long. It's called Dummy.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
But it's only 10 minutes long?
Everything on there is
every episode's
short.
10 minutes long.
Yeah. Yeah.
But well, that's
like
perfect.
If you wait three months, yeah, then you watch them all in a row, and then it's like watching
the whole show. Yeah, or a movie. Yeah.
And it's hilarious.
How appropriately
it really
titled.
It is brilliant. Okay. It really is brilliant. Not the show, but Quibi. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Another quick round of those bad TV shows that everybody is still watching, despite the fact that you know it's bad.
Yes, and man, if I didn't get sucked into this one the first time around, I won't watch it again. Love Island. Oh, the worst. It's just awful. And Big Brother, too. And a couple people wrote Big Brother and said, I hate it. It's an awful show, yet I watch it every stupid season.
I just never got into that.
No, I think it was good the first couple seasons, and then it just got weird. Yeah, just got weird. Now, somebody else mentioned, this is so funny, 90 Day Fiancé. It sucks big chunks.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of garbage out there. Okay. That's for sure. And now there's a big argument about, you know, New Amsterdam going on.
Yeah, say what you will, but Russ, go ahead.
What is wrong with you people? If I ever need a surgery or a friendly person to talk to, I'm going to New Amsterdam.
Yeah, going to Grace Sloan.
MD. That was the best show. Rena and I were hooked.
I wouldn't let that doctor touch me with a 10-foot pole. I'm sorry.
It would cost $20 million.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
A 20-foot pole.
I'm going to Meredith Gray or the other one, Miranda Bailey.
I'm going to The Resident.
Yes, there you go.
I agree with you. That's like one of the best shows on the air.
See?
OMG. Yeah.
And that's coming from Russ.
Yes, I know. Well, exactly.
No, it's got to be true. That's like Google.
Yes, that's right.
Russ, have a good
Thanks,
day.
Thanks, Russ.
Bye, guys.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Helps inspire me for the day.
The best mornings every day.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, how many times can you say 96.3 KKLZ within 10 seconds? Looking to break the record set by Lisa. The very first person to do it, she did it nine times.
Nine times,
and
baby,
we've yet to have somebody break that record or even tie that record.
No, we haven't.
So, a little bit later on, next half hour, another round of Say It and Win. 8:07, Mike and Carla Morning Show. Morty and Carla have been on this website looking at things you can only get in Japan.
Oh, my gosh.
Quite an amazing list.
Flippin' amazing. I mean, like lap pillows, like a pillow that looks like a lap that you sleep on. They have a butter grater. They have a refrigerator that comes to you when you call it.
A walking refrigerator.
A walking refrigerator. Now, I just saw some cleaning slippers.
Mm-hmm.
You put them on their slippers, and on one side, there's a little broom. The other side, there's a dustpan.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this stuff is great.
What was the umbrella with the tie?
Yeah, it's a tie for you guys, a necktie with an umbrella right in it. So you have it all the time if you live in a rainy area.
So you just lift it up and there you go.
You lift it up and you still got a tie.
You can only get these things in Japan.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of the hand headrest
that you
connect to your desk chair. And it puts up against your chin and you can just fall asleep on it.
Because if you're working and you want to lean your head over.
Didn't they have something like that for the phone where, you know, if they had
they had the little holder that you could
put
it
receiver
on your neck. Yeah, and then you could rest your head on it so you could stay on the phone and not have to hold it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's an amazing list.
Oh, it's just amazing.
You should actually put this website on our Facebook page.
I'm going to post this because you guys have got to see these
with Christmas
things
right around the corner.
Oh, man.
Talk about what do you get somebody who has everything?
They have a rain-catching umbrella. It's inverted, has a hose, goes to a bag. You can catch the rain, bring it home, boil the rainwater, whatever you want to do with it. It's clean. It's fallen from the sky. And drink it.
For that person who has everything.
I love it.
All right, we'll do that. Sunshine, hazy today, tomorrow. High today, 99. 102 tomorrow. 73 now.
Wow.
Another round of entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Catches the rainwater. Anyhow, yeah. Italian actress, listen to this, Sophia Loren. She will star in a feature film for the first time in 11 years, courtesy of Netflix. Her son is also a director. Her husband, he passed away several years ago, yeah. Carlo Ponti. He was a director. Eduardo Ponti is also a director. It is an Italian film. It's called The Life Ahead. It will debut November 13th on Netflix. So
not
that's
that it matters.
Cool.
How old is she?
I had looked 84, I believe it is.
Wow.
She, gotta say, she still looks pretty good.
Yeah.
She still looks pretty darn good. She never looked young. You know what I mean? She always looked mature. How about that? She's beautiful. Just beautiful.
Her and Raquel Welch.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Raquel.
That's my Nana right there.
Raquel Welch. That's my girl.
Nana Raquel.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Nana Sophia.
Uh-huh. Wow.
And Father of the Bride, the movie, 25 years ago, they're doing a reunion special. That will hit Netflix on Friday. Steve Martin, Diane Keaton, Kimberly Williams, George Newbern, Martin Short, B.D. Wong, and Kieran Culkin. They will all be doing this. I think that would be cool to see. I want to watch that one, that movie.
That was a cute movie.
Oh, one of my favorites. Yeah. And I'm sorry, Martin Short just stole the movie.
How they did that scene. Didn't we find out they did it like over and over because everybody kept cracking up?
Yeah, nobody could stop laughing.
Yeah, when they go pick out the cake.
And they didn't know, they picked out the cake. nobody knew what he was going to do either and how he was going to play the character.
I don't think he knew what he was going to do.
No, hilarious. Morty Lego releasing a baby Yoda construction set.
Yep.
Baby Yoda, it's adorable. It's just adorable. He's got a little baby Yoda computer with him, too. It's really cute.
I'm already on that.
I figured. Jeez. Oh, Kelly Clarkson, listen up.
Uh-oh.
And Bruce Springsteen, 71 years old today. Mm-hmm. Bruce Springsteen, the boss, baby.
Wow.
I know it, exactly. Glory days, I don't even know. I'm sure that, are his glory days behind him, though?
No.
I don't know. I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
He doesn't have to get up, twice a night to pee. I think he's okay. You're all right, Bruce. You're all right.
You're the boss.
Man, no kidding. Sponsored that little segment by, D.R. Horton, America's Builder. They are an equal housing opportunity builder.
We started the ball rolling a couple of days ago. No secret that our executive producer, Morty, has this thing for Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
So we're trying to get her on the show and maybe even do like a hookup of some sort.
Oh, love that.
Morty's single. She's single now.
Yes, exactly.
Here she is talking about the effect of her divorce and what she's going through.
2020 has brought a lot of change also to my personal life. Definitely didn't see anything coming that came. But what I'm dealing with is hard because it involves more than just my heart. It involves a lot of little hearts. You know, we have four kids and divorce is never easy. But I am okay. Everybody keeps asking, are you okay? Are you okay? And I am. The answer is yes.
Yeah, she says she's okay, but I don't think so. I don't hear it. Morty, I know you don't either.
I just heard four kids. Good. I didn't know she had that many.
Yeah.
Well, don't let that stop you.
I got a lot of kids. You know what? I'm pretty sure the kids will be taken care of.
Yeah, you're fine.
I'm worried about that.
We got this.
I don't know if we have to babysit.
Is that what you're worried about?
No, I'm worried about all the toys that I have.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That you have. Mm-hmm. So we talked to one of our favorite people who's been a PR person here in town for the longest time, mm-hmm. knows everybody,
yeah.
Laura Herlovich, and she thought she had a couple of connections, so she's working on that. But then we got an email from Tom, one of our listeners.
Yeah, and Tom, I know you're out there. He said, listen, I know Reba McEntire pretty well, and I can reach out to her, and he really does. I was talking about some texting they had just recently done back and forth, and I thought,
So how does that connect to Kelly Clarkson?
Is that her nephew, is it? Her ex-husband?
Yeah.
Her soon-to-be ex-husband.
Yeah.
Is her nephew.
Oh, maybe that might not be the way to
However,
go.
However, now Tom said they're not close.
Oh.
That side of the family was not real close.
Okay.
So I don't know. So I may reach out to Tom and see what he can do.
You know what? Whatever it takes.
I don't know if we want to get Reba involved, but why not?
You've talked to Reba before. And
yes, she's
a very nice woman.
She's a doll. Okay. She really is.
I feel like you guys are making me the rebound for her.
Yeah, but you know what? That can be fun. It doesn't last that long, Morty, but, well, you know.
I want longevity. I don't want short term.
It could be the thrill of a moment.
But, and then there's that. How many times does that rebound turn out to be the one?
Yeah.
Because obviously Brandon Bialystock, whether Bialystock, whatever it is, he wasn't the one.
Yeah.
He wasn't the one. So.
See, Kelly and Morty sounds a lot more, it flows.
Hello, and I'll bet she'll
even a talk show.
Yes, yeah, it does. It really does.
Or your
does.
Own morning show, whatever.
Yeah, she'll probably want top billing, but Morty and Kelly actually sounds better.
Yeah,
you know.
All right, well,
I like it.
We got everything out there. We're working the energy,
and we're trying to hook
you up. And
listen, anybody else out there that knows Kelly Clarkson,
right.
or maybe you know, I don't know, maybe you served her at your Starbucks. Maybe she's a big, you know, pumpkin spice latte person.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There you go.
Start listing
the things you have in common.
Please.
So when we do get her on the show, just go right down the list.
Yes.
And magic happens.
I love it.
Another round of Say It and Win.
Yep.
Can you break the current record of 9 times? Got to be over 21. Caller number 9, 702-739-9636. You're going to play a round of Say It and Win. 702-739-9636. Carla, we have Candy on the phone. She's ready to play a round of Say It and Win. Candy, every time you say 96.3 KKLZ within 10 seconds, you get the $10 in free play at the Silverton Casino Hotel and automatically qualify for the grand prize, the 3-day, 2-night family of 4 getaway to Kanab, courtesy of the King County Office of Tourism. Are you ready to go?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Start the clock in 3, 2, 1. Go.
96.3 KKLZ.
You know what? I can't believe it. I think she tied the record.
I know it.
9
good job.
Times.
Woo! Man.
My coworker Liz has the other 9.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Candy, do you guys sit in, like, an adjoining cubicle?
And just practice?
I know.
No, we don't practice, but we work with customers, so we have to talk back.
I love it.
$90 in free play at the Silverton Casino Hotel. Now, we already have you in the drawing for the grand prize from the King County Office of Tourism. That includes, again, that 3-day, 2-night stay at the New Timber and 10 Vacation Rental, guided tour to Peekaboo with Coral Cliffs Tours, and dinner for 4 at Houston's up in beautiful Kanab. Hang on the line, Candy. We'll tell you how to pick up everything, and thank you for playing a round of Say It and Win.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of, sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, somebody in a full-body chipmunk costume went into a pharmacy in Louisiana the other weekend.
Yeah, okay.
Whipped out his gun and robbed the place.
Okay, then.
The cops are still trying to track them down.
There's a commercial with just that in it. I think it's for peanut butter, I think it is.
Oh.
That's right, with all the little chipmunks and the guy in a chipmunk suit.
Well, it gives other chipmunks a bad name.
Yeah, it does.
Speaking
Jeez.
About name, maybe it's just I Alvin. Say. Okay.
Yes.
Right. Guy in Oregon was showing off his gun. You never do this. You show off your gun to a friend at a grocery store over the weekend, accidentally shot himself right there in the groin.
Yeah.
It's never somewhere easy, like a hand or a foot or something.
I know. But, you know, it kind of serves you right.
He was airlifted. He had to be airlifted. And he's facing charges, but he'll be okay.
I don't know what happened. I was just throwing in my gun in the checkout line. And it said right up there, 10 brain cells or less. And I got in that line right there. And
well, this was in Oregon.
Kaboomy boom. Doesn't even matter.
Oh,
my kaboomy boom. It just went right on off. Kablamo.
Same accent?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Oh, man. What's he in, like, backwoods Oregon?
I don't know.
Is that it? Up in one of those little places?
Yeah.
You can, you know, only take a, I don't even
Tractor.
Know what to. Yes, exactly.
A razor. One of those razors.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, Morty, I got a couple things for you. I got to throw them out there because, you know, hashtag goals. A guy in London, Max, he set a new world record eating 141 Oreo cookies in 5 minutes.
No problem for him. No problem for Morty.
No, that's hard. 141 in 5 minutes.
I'd love to say that I could, but I can't.
Well, no.
At all.
You know what the record was? 78.
Wow.
He you know, almost doubled it. Yeah. He won a whopping $200 for doing it. Wow.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. He said the trick is gulping water in between.
I think after the jelly donut challenge, Morty's done with that kind of stuff.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
No. I'll take on any food challenge.
No, well.
Well, here's the Oreos.
I can't. I can't eat chocolate.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You can't do Oreos. You'd have to do
just
those.
A little thing I forgot. It could kill him.
I know. You have to
eat one,
those.
Dead.
Yeah. What is the equivalent of the Hy-Vee or Lorna Doone? Yeah. Those Lorna Doone ones, yeah. Something like that. And in India, guy had to have a toothbrush removed from his stomach because he was brushing his teeth and he swallowed it. How
far are you going,
dude,
back?
Dude, yes. And if that's your you know, party trick, then by golly, you know what? Move here. Jeez.
You couldn't let that pass?
No. Apparently, it goes down much easier than it
comes out.
Is found.
Okay.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, they had to rush him to the hospital, and they removed the toothbrush, and he's going to make a full recovery. What world do we live in anymore? Every day.
I'm amazed.
Every single
like
freaking
you,
day.
Every day.
Yes. Yes. It is amazing to me that I don't know. I'm telling you, some people, whatever, thin in the herd. We'll move on. It's Wednesday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people.
Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel good story that we like to call.
Something good.
It at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to hopefully start your day off on a positive note. I love this story. It is out of my homeland, Mike, Italy.
Oh.
A couple from Italy. They're planning to marry in the next couple of months after meeting during a coronavirus concert. And by that, I mean in Italy, we saw a lot of that. People were on their own balconies.
Yeah.
And somebody was playing, you know, down below,
mm-hmm.
either playing the you know, violin or something. Well, Michelle and Paolo, always Paolo. Yes.
Oh, wow.
They were watching the concert, they're calling it, on their separate balconies, and they noticed one another, and they just kind of waved and this and that and the other. Well, she tracked them down on Instagram, and they started messaging and talking, you know, online. The two eventually met up for a date at a local park.
Oh.
When, you know, Italy, they have allowed them to go certain places now, and they just hit it off. They kind of felt like they knew each other. Obviously, they'd been talking so much in quarantine. So, yeah, they've hit it off, and they're planning on being married in the next couple of months on a rooftop away from everybody, and everybody can watch as they did the music down below.
Wow.
So, what was that?
Romeo and Juliet.
I know.
With Michelle and Paolo.
Yes, Paolo. Michelle and Paolo.
Well, let's not hope it ends like Romeo and Juliet.
No, okay, let's hope it. Yes, exactly. Yes.
Morty, you have a shot. You never know. This guy met a beautiful young lady from his balcony.
Yes.
Imagine what you can do with Kelly Clarkson if we just get her on our show.
Yeah, I know.
Any feel-good story you have, submit it to the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. If you have a local feel-good story, we want to hear about it. Dial us up when we're on 702-739-9636. All right, kicking off the 96-minute morning music marathon sponsored by Virtual Harmony Homes. Take a virtual tour of your future home at harmonyhomes.com. That's harmonyhomes.com. Recapping the show, kids in Zoom class. Boy, teachers are finally standing up and saying, listen, parents, put your clothes on.
Yeah, exactly.
Quit smoking pot in the background and pay attention.
Guys, come on.
Those TV shows that are so bad, but you keep watching.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We talked about those.
Sure did, Mike.
Cobra Kai. Morty says, don't give up. Season 2 is even better.
It is.
Okay.
Okay. I'll believe
until
you.
Season 3.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, Lord.
And congratulations to Candy. She tied her workmate, her co-worker,
I know it.
In a round of Say It and Win 9 times.
Love it.
96.3 KKLZ within 10 seconds. Wins $90 in free play over the Silverton. Qualifies for the grand prize. Family Four getaway to Kanab. Another round tomorrow morning at 8:40. So make sure you're listening for that. Otherwise, Wendy Rush coming in. She'll keep you company. We're back tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. So do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.